so the money goes into the sheriff's department, and then they disperse it to the deputies on an hourly rate or something?
We never went into that, but I would guess that as since they were off duty, that they're paid directly by Nexus. Now, the other interesting part of this was that you could call the sheriff's department to have the sheriff, off-duty sheriffs, thrown off your property.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Now, we did not do that, but I know that John Strong did.
Yeah, he did that.
And I know there were others who did it. I don't know who they were, but John's the one I know.
What's your thrust of your story?
Well, I'm just trying to collect. Do you listen to NPR?
Yeah.
Any chance? You know, they have the StoryCorps thing. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
So I travel around Ohio, West Virginia, not so much in Pennsylvania because I work with a nonprofit that started in PA and we have a lot of people in PA. And I travel to Wisconsin and Illinois. I'm going out to Illinois in May, where Illinois is where a lot of the sand comes from for the fracking operation because, you know, they need a lot of sand. And I hear these stories all the time, and I've recently been kicking myself that we haven't mapped the stories.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can actually pull up a map and you can click on a point and that pulls up drone footage or aerial footage or just ground footage and stories, audio stories. I've been kicking myself that I haven't been collecting these stories.
Uh-huh.
So I went back retrospectively to our executive director and I said, don't you think there's a place where we could go to get foundation support to collect these stories? And he agreed. We all agreed that it's a good thing to develop this type of library and map. And so what I want to do is develop a kind of proof of concept, that shows people that fracking is not just a well pad in Belmont County. There's these. There's injection wells in Ashtabula County.
Right.
There's sand mines in outside of Chicago and outside of Milwaukee. It's this huge complex of infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, to me, I've just followed the legal issue over there. That just narrowed, nothing else but the legal issue of how convoluted it is. Because I really don't think, the concluding issue for me was I didn't think a private company, a foreign company, had the right to eminent domain.
Right.
And yet no judge has ruled on it.
Well, it's also, it's not even a public good that they're...
Right, exactly.
Right.
It's a private company, foreign company.
It's one thing to do an electric power line, right?
Right.
Which is
going to
be serving internally.
Right.
Yeah. And that's been the major bone of contention.
It is interesting, though, what you pointed out, that these are all over the country. A year ago, while we were driving cross-country to Las Vegas, we stopped to visit someone, a young man. Well, he's young. He's in his 50s, 60s now. Who lives in Indianapolis in a really nice condo development.
Yeah.
And we were on, I was on my rant about the pipeline, possibly, you know, fighting the pipeline and everything. And Mark looked at me and he said, see that field right over there? I said, yeah. And he said, that's got a pipeline going through it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 20-inch, whereas this is much bigger. But he said, you know, it's a green field. We don't give it much thought. It's just there.
Right.
And so, yeah, I know that they've been doing this for forever. And I've seen the maps where they're going. And it's, I think someday they're going to implode Ohio.
Right. Well, I'm impressed with what you can do with unlimited money.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, as far as unlimited money is concerned, I mean, if you want to get into the finances of these companies, we're kind of hanging our hat on this industry, which is heavily leveraged.
Yep.
Right. And heavily, well, I mean, it's like the real estate market. You
right.
Use credit default swaps
right.
And you chop up all this stuff.
It's
well, they're
like
doing
what
the same thing.
Scottsdale years ago.
Yeah.
You know, in 2008, when the housing market in Arizona went,
I had when I was still trying to find ways to fight this, I have a friend in Akron who's a retired judge who also owns property down in Carroll County, and her husband's family owns a property in either Belmont or Harrison County, and have all dealt with the pipelines coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, and of course, as a judge, she's politically active and has been for a long time, and she said, Louise, there is no win on this situation. She said they started the laws in 1938,
right.
When they started the eminent domain.
Right.
They have managed to get state laws and everything along the way to support the industry, the gas and oil industry.
Right.
They have it locked up.
Right.
And there's not much way to fight it.
Well, I think that's what John Strong was saying. He said, I wish I had known that I was going to lose the big fight, because then I would have focused so much. I would have focused more on the smaller fights, the winnable things.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I thought that was an interesting take on the thing. I think that, you know, with like in Southeast Ohio, there's no local control, so you can't outright ban fracking or any of the components of this industry, because they're just going to say this all power on these matters dissolves back to Columbus. And I find it interesting that, you know, probably as this is the same way, is people that are pretty strongly small government people are very, you know, keep your hands off my Medicaid, how they're okay with this sovereignty being taken from them.
It's just
look at Greenland.
Yeah.
It probably is a good example.
Yeah.
Of when it's split, though, and then you finally come to the conclusion that it's coming, you better solve it. Okay.
And monetize it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Given the disaster that this is all around here, right. You know, I can't imagine what Green looks like.
My limited experience with Green, traveling probably 15 miles or 12 miles of the pipelines right away, and looking at it from the drone, the difference between Green and here is there is far more wooded areas that were cleared in Green.
Yeah.
It's far more wooded than here. So it's the contrast between pipeline and no pipeline. Yeah. It's really like an inverted mohawk, right? It's like everything is growing except for here. And then you know that those pipeline right-of-ways, as you know,
Have you seen the machine that they use for clearing trees?
Oh, yeah. It's
phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, the engineering, let alone on it.
Oh, yeah.
You may take a 40-foot tree. I was showing her the other night, cut the base, lift it up horizontally, strip the bark, cut it 10-foot, go down 10-foot.
They have all the toys.
Yeah. Oh.
And he cleared all this land to bank it pasture.
Right.
So, he's
right.
Been there. In fact, we still have to stop him once in a while from clearing stuff.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, so it's,